we got Alfie, Esteban, and Regan telling us things. Regan put, I liked the accountant. I had slight Jason Bourne vibes. I was genuinely surprised it wasn't about an accountant. We put that up. Mm-hmm. And then she also, I think then she listened to the episode and she put, oh, I'll have to rewatch the first one, but I was mildly excited about the sequel. And then I think she got in contact during the messages.
Yes, yeah. I was messaging her a little bit about autism and why I didn't like the accountant or the accountant.
And then she was like, I'm so sorry.
And she gave me a film to watch, which I will talk about later.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes. Have you watched that one?
I have, yeah.
Brilliant. Good, I've watched it years ago. Yeah, she was like, I'm sorry, kind of like, rightfully so, got your feelings. But it doesn't matter if you enjoyed The Accountant 2, you can, that's fine.
Yeah, of course you can. Absolutely you can enjoy those movies. Like, your experiences of life are not my experiences of life. Absolutely fine for you to enjoy those movies.
Yeah.
However, I do have to point out the strong stereotypes cast in those movies.
And that's fine. And that's fine. I should probably read Alfie. I think they missed the trick. The Accountant 2 should have been called The Accountant 2 Tax Returns. Yeah. Now I see it written down. No, they just didn't love the review. No, they didn't love the review. Wanted to watch it now.
I quite like Tax Returns. if there'd been any sort of accountancy in that movie at all, that's, you know.
Esteban, as per usual, great review, chaps, and always entertained to play. Entertaining to play, will Rich lose his shit during the review drinking game?
I love that people have a drinking game based on whether I'm going to get angry about a movie or not.
Hold on tight, is what I normally say. Stuff could happen. We had... Also,
that actually makes me quite happy.
Do you know what? It's not just the listeners that has to try and guess what's about to happen before Rich tells the review. I do as well, which is, I think, half the fun of it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't see it coming. I kind of knew the Accountant 2 one was coming.
Yeah, okay.
I knew where you felt putting that together. We had the podcast no one asked for on our podcast, The Brilliant, Ian and Graham on. If you haven't seen Tiptoes, please see Tiptoes. Did I tell you I went down to Tiptoes? Well, I started to find Tiptoes B-roll.
Yes.
And once you learn about Tiptoes, you can't stay away from Tiptoes. But there's B-roll out there, and it's got Gary Oldman doing research about how to act like a dwarf and how to make his giant man hands not look giant. And the way they did that, they just wanted to crunch them up a little bit.
Oh. Like speaking of a man with very big hands... Like, my hands are massive. Like, there's no way I could play that role.
If they came to you, we want you to play that role in Tiptoes.
I'm 6'6", and my hands are the size of an average person's head.
I'd pay to watch that movie. I would pay to watch that movie.
Even me walking around on my knees, I'm still bigger than most of the people in that movie.
You're bigger than me, like, if you're on your knees as well, I think. Because I'm 5'5". Average height for a girl. Tom got in contact and said, my two favourite podcasts together at last. Totally awesome.
Was that for the podcast nobody asked for? Yeah.
Yep.
Lovely.
Also Esteban again. Just done another slice bit of the interview. Always revealing, interesting how much goes into what mere mortals take for granted. He's talking about, we talked about podcasting.
We did,
Well done, chaps, and look forward to avoiding the first episode.
Avoiding the first episode?
I look forward to avoiding the first episode. I don't know what we were talking about.
What episode is he avoiding? I don't know. I can't remember what we talked about.
He also comments on the Final Destination one. There's a video when I was talking about going in the broad daylight, like early. I went to 10 a.m.
Yeah, we're going to do a few more videos and stuff, aren't we?
We are.
Trying to do a bit more of that.
It may be broad daylight when you see it, but it's still dark in the cinema when it's a horror movie.
True. Great point.
And then he tells he's super proud of me and he's braver than me. No, I'm braver than him.
Okay. So. Yeah. He probably is still braver than you. You were a big, brave boy. I sort of don't count Final Destination movies as horror movies, weirdly. I don't know why. I sort of put them in that bracket with like Scream, where they're sort of like horror-ish, but I don't know.
Yeah, not, I can get through. Scary. I know what you mean, because I can get through Scream movies.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Sort of horror adjacent, horror light, almost.
I would struggle more with, like, say, a good Exorcist movie, not a bad Exorcist movie.
Yeah,
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or anything that has puppets or goblins or trolls. Or clowns, for instance.
You are scared of a lot of stuff. I don't think there's anything like that that scares me. I'm not scared of anything, particularly.
Well, aren't you brave?
Well, yeah, I am three times the size of most things.
That's yes. I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing to like a bigger person in a nightclub when I was little and stuff like that. You've never had that problem.
Mate, you were with me most of the time. You should be fine.
There was one time, I call him Big Rich. Rich did move me out of the way and then just stood up to someone and they ran away pretty quickly. It's happened a few times in my life. Okay, this is from Kyle. He says, hi, guys. Loving season 8 so far. Hannah Flint's episode has been my favourite. Fellow Batman Forever defender here.
Nice.
Yes, Kyle.
It is a great episode.
She's great.
Yeah.
I totally understand that there's a lot of Jim Carrey if you're not a Jim Carrey fan. I worship the guy. Dumb and Dumber is my Citizen Kane.
Fair enough.
And it is such a shift tone from Burton and Keaton. And he goes on. But I'll die on the hill that it was the coolest Batmobile, and Bruce Wayne's speech of one day you wake up and realize revenge has become your whole life is one of my favorite from all the Batman movies.
Ooh, okay.
This is me and Kyle's. We are sitting out to change everyone's opinion on
Batman. Yeah. You and Kyle Hannah's, are together, right?
And like, Hannah.
Yeah, and Hannah, yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to ask, what are your thoughts on the Schumacher cut of Batman Forever? Apparently, Joel intended it to be much darker. There's some great cut scenes you can see online of a darker intro to Two-Face at Arkham and a creepy as hell scene with a giant bat. There is a rough edit that Kevin Smith has screened, and now that Joel and sadly Val Kilmer have passed, there is speculation that they might actually piece together the intended cut. Do you think you'll ever see it? Do you want to see it? Before I forget, you guys are not alone. I fucking hated the Batman. So it goes on. I've got more of this.
I hate the Batman. I just thought it was boring.
No hate there. Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, it's fine. What about the Schumacher cut of Batman Forever? Would you want to see that?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not that fussed, to be honest.
I would love to see it.
I think, you would.
I saw the other day they're actually having a screening of it in LA pretty soon. So like you said, there is a cut out there. And apparently it's on the internet. You can find it if you want to delve deep enough. I don't know what that quality would be. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of the cutscenes. But if there is a screening out there, or if they decide to release it, I promise you this, Kyle, we are going to review that. We're going to review that.
Yeah, we will. Dave will make me go because, you know, I'm a sad, lonely, middle-aged man who has no life. So what else am I going to do?
There we go. So hopefully they release it or a screening of it somewhere. Prince Charles, if cinema, if you're listening, do it. Kyle also goes on, Dave, I'm also watching The Last of Us Season 1 right now. I avoided it for ages. I loved the game so much that I didn't feel the need to see an adaptation of a story I already thought was perfect in its original form. Turns out I'm a moron. The series fucking rules. Fun fact, I have a huge tattoo of a clicker from The Last of Us on my leg. My wife fucking hates it. My wife would also hate it. I quite often say, yeah, I might get a geeky tattoo. And she's like, no, you won't.
I'm genuinely thinking of getting some more tattoos because, you know, yeah, why not have a proper midlife crisis?
Let's delve into it. Yes. It goes on. He's asking me, have you played the games? If not, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on where it goes, especially for the second season. Okay, Carl, I have not played the games of The Last of Us. They are on my PlayStation. I do have a PlayStation. I play games. The problem with me in games is that I'm fucking dreadful. I mean, not even a little bit. I am awful. There's a bit I'm trying to play the RoboCop game, Rogue City or something. And right. There's a bit where you practice shooting in the shooting range. And it took me 2 weeks just to do that. There is a training planet on the beginning of the first Jedi Order game.
Right.
I couldn't get off the training planet. I now struggle with the Crash Bandicoot games. I don't know what's happened to me. At some point, I've lost the ability to play good computer games or be good at them. I like the Batman games. I can just about get through them when they're not set on the hard task. I will play The Last of Us at some point. I am still on the first season. I will get to that later. Okay, he also goes on. A couple of suggestions for ranking episodes or box it mentality for our super special slicers. Come on, Carl.
Yes.
So, first answer, is there Kevin Smith Buescu movies?
I'd love that. I'd love that because I love them all.
That'd be a box it mentality, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, it could be, couldn't it?
That'd be
quite a long one. Yeah, it would be a long one.
Too many people have forgotten about Chasing Amy, and Clerks 2 needs reevaluating by some, as it's always been a firm favourite sequel of mine.
I would say, Kyle, what you need to do is go onto YouTube and find the live stream of the Sequelizers that I was on, where we did a World Cup of Kevin Smith movies, and I think you will enjoy it.
Ranking maybe James Cameron movies. Okay. He's also with Nick Desemlin, Avatar Rules.
It's fine.
He's got a cat, this guy, Kyle, thank you so much, by the way. He's now got a paragraph for you. Also, Rich, if you're looking to be a big brave boy with horror and don't want anything too extreme, can I recommend The Invitation from 2015?
Ooh.
Very talky and ridiculously tense throughout. Also, nice. The Ritual from 2017, as it have race ball on a fantastic form, has some genuinely creepy bits in it. Both are brilliantly written and acted.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Love a bit of race ball. The Ritual, I've written down, and The Invitation, yeah?
Yeah. Love you guys. Keep up the awesome work. Listening to you chaps while I work, it makes my soul-destroying job almost bearable.
Oh, mate. I'm really glad that we help in that way.
Yeah. It also makes my my soul-destroying job bearable as well doing this.
I'm really sorry to tell you guys, I love my job.
I'm happy I've got a job. I love the job. I love the job if they're listening. It's not soul destroying.
I don't have to say that because I'm the boss, but I love my job.
Okay. This is one from Esteban again, but it's great. So he sent an email. It says, hello, chaps. Really enjoyed your conversation regarding the accountant and its mid steps towards autism. My daughter had odd behaviour while growing up, and this caused friction between us. When she got into her mid-20s, she got herself checked out and she was diagnosed as autistic. Not being aware in the noughties that she was struggling with her environment gives me massive guilt in hindsight, but hopefully with people like yourselves, giving awareness to the situation will make people more understanding. She now has a really good job in legal fields, which leans into a particular tisms, her term, not mine. She sees things as very black or white. She has also had great pleasure in telling me it's often passed on from the father, which would explain the stuff I've said and done while growing up. As always, keep on doing what you're doing. It's great stuff. That's more rich than me. So,
thank
you.
100% understand the guilt. Like, I constantly feel guilt of, you know, not realizing that something's an autistic trait and getting upset about stuff potentially. I totally get that. I think it's normal. But you sound like you're a great dad. You sound like you have a good relationship with your daughter. I think that's really solid. And, you know, I think it's the fact that you can talk about this stuff is amazing. So don't feel too bad. Don't feel too guilty. But yeah, it does. I personally feel like autism runs in families. I think it is hereditary. And yeah, I think certainly when you get two people who may be quite black and white in their views and they disagree, then that can cause quite a bit of friction.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's quite understanding, but I'm so happy that your daughter's found something that's, you know, good for her and that she's working in a field that plays to her strengths. That's amazing. That's all I want for my boy
And thank you for sending that email.
Yeah.
Also,
really,
Esteban. From an era that autism is only, for me, come out being diagnosed now. Like, when I was a child growing up,
but it was very, very severe autism, I would say. And I think the thing is that I had this really, really interesting discussion with my uncle, who's like 12 years older than me, and he's a bit more like a big brother than my uncle. And he was like, well, when I was at school, nobody had autism. And I was like, oh, didn't they? Was there a kid who loved trains and was a bit weird? And he's like, oh, yeah, there was actually. I was like, oh, autism, dude. It's always been a thing. Always been a thing. Like, it's like, no, autism didn't exist. Oh, yeah. You know, grandpa was obsessed with stamps. Yeah, autism, dude. Like,
yep.
It's always been a thing. It has. And it's just because we now have a word to call it and we're more aware of it. It's not that there are more people with autism. There aren't. Like, the statistics are there. Like, there are not, it's not an in, it's not increasing. It's just we're more aware of it and we know what it means. Anyway, yeah.
Preach, preach.
But what I will say is, you're doing an awesome job as a dad, so carry on.